Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste. Welcome, beloved ones. Welcome to July 2019.
Who are you?
I am Sri Rampa. And I'm still welcoming you.
Yes, you are. And I am Kira Ra. And namaste, beloved angels, and welcome indeed to the energy that is before all of us in this extraordinary moment that we are calling July 2019. And you know, we want to just, before we go any further today, first say thank you to all of you that were with us live yesterday in what really was kind of like part one of this experience. And so if you did miss that show, you can go watch it at YouTube at our other channel, Oneness Talk Radio. And please subscribe there as well so you can always be caught up there. And I also want to give a divine thank you. Sri and I are only about, I'm looking at the clock, maybe 40 minutes out of what was our final fire ceremony that initiated with the group and this whole solstice energy and transiting into July. And it felt really important to do that ceremony. It was just Sri, myself, and Susan Sturtevant. Hi, Sue, who's actually going to be leaving here at 3:30 today. Our hearts are crushed. But it felt like it was very important to have that cleansing fire. And so we are still in that energy, and we are doing our best to transmit that to you as well. And so thank you, all of you who are joining us live, because we are in an expanded ceremonial space right now, and that feels like the perfect energy in this second month of the Rise of the Lineage Holders to be presenting these experiences, the revelations, the predictions, the massive month ahead.
It's an incredible time on our planet. It's an incredible time for humanity awakening.
Yeah.
And certainly the energies that are, let's just say they're converging. The energies that are converging are asking us or inviting us to be ever more aware. And you know, one of the things that for Kira and I, we are always wearing our sacred malas, things that help buff up our energy field. And people have written in and says, what are you wearing, and where does this come from? And all I want to mention is you might want to visit malasforascension.com. You'll find everything there. What we have learned over the years is that sacred energized jewelry makes a difference in your state of being, your happiness, and your ability to walk through the friction of the life out at large. And so, beloved ones, as we come into July, June 30th is just going bye-bye.
Well, now, I want you to really breathe that in. And I also do want to share, I'm watching over here in the chat at Oneness Talk Radio as best as I can. Let us just, Sri and I, remind all of you, you can catch us live audio at bbsradio.com. We are, of course, broadcasting to you at onenesstalkradio.com, where you can listen to us on the audio, watch us on video. It's on the home screen. You just have to scroll down and find it. Plus chat, which we're trying to keep up with right now. In addition to that, we are also always so honored to now have begun broadcasting these weekly Lineage Holder updates at our YouTube channel, our primary YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. And hope that you're all with us, and thank you for being here. For those of you that are over at YouTube, Sri will try to jump into the chat. We are still doing our best to learn how to navigate it all, and I promise you that day is on the horizon. Well, and last but not least, let's give them the phone number, Sri.
Absolutely. 517-208-1500. You can call us, and we will communicate live with you on air.
And the lines are filling up, so get in there.
517-208-1500. That's a 1500.
It is a 1500.
And I'm going to check on, say hi to the YouTubers. We like to bring our attention and our energy
focused.
And so bouncing into the chat and all of that is a momentary pause from that. Let me take a peek here.
Yeah. And so, beloved angels, welcome. And, you know, I want to just begin. Sri and I, as I mentioned, have just come out of ceremony. We have been 14 days in almost daily ceremony as we were going through our June experience and kind of catching us all up. If you're new to being here and sharing what we do every month. was a month of really trying on yourself, right? Yeah. It was that month of saying, okay, if I'm hiding, I'm lying. Let me see where that, why, right? Because if you are hiding and you are feeling the need to be lying, that is not a judgment. That is a recognition. That is an awareness. And if you can come to what July is going to bring, resolution with that, then you are free. And this is the blessing that's coming in July, because the other aspect of June was to really be the being of who we are, the being that was calling it forward. And with the supportive energy of this call of the rise of the lineage holders, there's more support than there has ever been for this moment. Because lest us not forget, and I feel really compelled to say this, Sri, before we go any further, the rise of the lineage holders was not a predetermined experience. This was items that were put in place, people, places, things, scenarios that have been put in place over the past timelines that allowed for the slip for the rise of the lineage holders to literally have an effect in what is happening here. And so if you are tuning in, if you are resonating in any way with this, even if your resonation is bullshit, then pay attention to that, because we are at a moment where it has never been more extraordinary than to know who we truly are collectively. And each of us has been preparing for this. And so my breath gets stopped on that. And I just wanted to open up, give a special shout out to those of you that were here with us in person at Tosa Blue Mountain. Give a special shout out to all of you in the community. Thank you.
Yes.
July is a critical moment, and we are here together. That's a celebration.
It is. It is. There is. It's important to acknowledge that when we come together for these broadcasts, your energy field is merging with the sincere ones that are part of this. And our energy field extends out to you.
Yeah.
Together we are better. Together we find support.
Yeah.
And this leads me to the lineage holder moment that's upon us.
Breathe that one in. Really feel where, when he says that, notice. I really tangibly just felt that. So pay attention.
You know, I think all of us, anybody who has been at the work of personal development or self-ascension, you know, seeking to align more fully in a conscious spiritual path, seeking to awaken, anybody who has dedicated themselves to that has run into their healing moments. The healing moments have been
plural.
Well, what's upon us right now is about, it's almost like, hey, it's going to pay off. Hey, the lineage holder moment is upon us.
Yeah.
The lineage holders are the ones that were, you know, getting the most headwind, the ones that were feeling the most left out, the ones that were feeling like they had something special to share, but nobody wanted to hear it or be with it.
Can I share?
Yeah.
It's like, as Sri is sharing right now, I feel you guys holding your breath. So breathe. Just breathe. And the reason that I'm feeling this collective holding of the breath is because I want to really, with all my heart and soul, assist you to hear this and really feel this, because this moment is a miracle. The rise of the lineage holders was not a predetermined experience. Mm-hmm. This is the anomaly that's coming in that the forces that are in motion didn't expect. And this, it is. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it to you. And so, like Sri and I suspect a lot of you have had your pieces in place for a long time, wondering why it didn't quite manifest, why it didn't quite come together. It was because you were a frontline master who's already done all this. And the only reason you would need to really come out of that mask or that illusion would be because we were all called to action. This is the moment. You know, August is looking very much like it's going to be the month of passion and action. What's not clear yet is how that's going to play out. But as we stay focused right now here in July, remember that we are already in the pre-shadow of the retrograde. That retrograde is going to ride us from July 8th all the way to July 30th. But yet the cycle opened June 20th and is going to stay open until August 15th. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this later. We're going to put up some graphics and explain what's going on. But before we go any further, I do want to address kind of the elephant in the room, which is the intensity of the energy right now. The way we described this yesterday, if you were with us live yesterday, and if you weren't, please go to our other YouTube channel, Oneness Talk Radio, subscribe, and watch yesterday's show. But to synopsize this, imagine, bring your hands into prayer position right now. So just bring your hands into prayer position and just take a deep breath, just going in, right, and letting that out. Now imagine we are already in the new moon energy. We are all getting ready to dive into that void, into that cosmic ocean of the new moon. And this is all peaking July 2nd. This is 2 days away with a full solar eclipse that Sri and I will be able to witness here in Ecuador. It is a South American eclipse, and we have more to share about that as well. So in this moment, if you are willing to breathe up into that free fall of divine creation, this is your moment. And it's why it's coming in intense. It's ready, go. However, you could also be having those hands in prayer position going, oh my God, I've got to jump. You're seeing a pool down there. You don't even know if it has water in it. You're not sure you know how to dive, and you have no idea what it's going to feel like when you hit the water. That is the extreme experience of the same energy that is July. And either way, July will bring you resolution. And we have a lot to share about that. And we started yesterday sharing a lot about the way resolution can be misunderstood and about how when we look at resolution, it can also bring up lots of other expectations and false illusions. So this month, and we read yesterday some direct quotes from the divine directors. We're going to get into more of those in today's show. I also want to share again, if you wanted to get into that queue over there at the call line, we are going to start getting to our caller soon, 517-208-1500. And hello to all of you in the chat. And hey, Sri, look who's back in the chat. Glory. So I just have to give a shout out. We miss you. It was so nice to have Glory with us here for the event that just happened. And it's just so beautiful to meet someone from the chat and then live with them, have this beautiful, bountiful experience, and then to see your beautiful, shining energy right back here in the chat today. Thank you. And thank you all who are with us today. Again, this is a moment of celebration.
Absolutely. You know, and one of the things that's still kind of bubbling in my own consciousness is it's time to celebrate your life. It's time to celebrate how far you've come.
Yes.
How steadfast you have been.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we when we reflect on ourselves, we look at what's missing. Cool cup you got there, Kara. It's got sky in it.
Okay, there it is.
It's the invisible
Woo-hoo!
Cup.
I forgot. The green cup does this. All right, go ahead.
Anyway.
Fun with green screen.
When we are...
I should wear green hands.
We could paint
Yeah, that would be
up.
Fun. Okay.
Just have eyeballs.
Forgive me, but that right. just was fun.
When we reflect upon ourselves, oftentimes our minds look at what's missing. Oh, I could have done this better.
Right.
Or if only, and all that kind of jazz. Instead, look at what's really there. I invite you to consider that all these years, all this energy, you have set in motion a healthy, positive intention to awaken, to be of service to yourself and all. And so this is the unifying aspect that is allowing the lineage holders to make themselves visible and lead the way because density and those who are asleep need examples. We need to mix it up a little bit. This isn't about activism. This is about simply being visible.
Well, you know, I want to go back and remind you all, and let's get this link up at our website directly so people can find it easier. I want to invite you all to go back and read the Lost Books of the Essene, Book 1. I also want to share with you that we have been working on a Lost Books of the Essene 2019 release, including workbook, and we're hoping to get that out to you in the next couple months. But go read just this first installment that's at our website, because Sri, what you just really inspired inside of me to share in this moment was in that where they talk about that when we gain our mastery, when we walk with our mastery in our mastery sandals, so to speak, that when we encounter those who are asleep, we tuck them in. We, you know, the old adage might be you can't argue with a drunk. And there was a beautiful ensoulment that came in that I read on the air about a week or so ago from the Divine Directors, talking about how when you encounter those who have really retreated back into their ego, then, and this is what the Essene are saying here when they say tuck them in, and the Divine Directors really give the instruction for that. And what they say is when they have gone that far back into their ego, then allow your sense or need to rescue them or point that out to them to fully release, go into your seventh dimensional self and release them back to their ego and allow them to feel the experience that it was their idea. In other words, let them get back into their ego with as much of their own self-image and self-inspiration as they can, because that's where they feel safe. And in that moment, that is what they need. That is what the Essene mean when they say, when you encounter those who are sleeping, tuck them in.
Yes.
Because if you try to wake someone who's asleep, and I always giggle and think about my children, you know, if you try on a Saturday morning to wake up a sleeping teenager, you are not met with, oh, thank you for waking me up. You're usually met with a shoo or a growl or a grunt, or they don't hear you anyway. They keep sleeping or they pretend they're not hearing you, right? That is exactly what it's like. And this is why the July resolution is so empowering and so freeing, because you are being given the opportunity for the liberation of yourself. And if you're catching us live, if you're watching this in the archives, come back with us right now to this moment in June 30th. This is that kind of culminating day in June, right? This is that moment, that opportunity to say, what about trying on being who I am? Mm-hmm. What about just being that being? And I want to give a shout out over to the Oneness Talk Radio chat. Glory said, everyone who left is back home safe. Yay!
Good, good.
Glad to hear it. And he said, they miss us too. Yeah, big heartthrob. We miss you guys. But you are so here. And I guess maybe I should just spill the beans, huh?
I'm
spilling a few beans. So now that everyone is complete, and Johanna has left and everyone is complete, when we just did the fire ceremony, we initiated the pipestone. Sue Sturtevant, who is a master ceremonialist, and extraordinary Native American lineage and traditions and training and skills, in her San Pedro vision a few months ago, she was guided very clearly and shown a master pipe that was to be held here at Tosa Blue Mountain that represented the complete oneness circle of all traditions, of every single tradition, and that it had to be big. And she has had this with her.
Yes.
And we didn't know when the moment was going to be. And it was the ceremony that we've just come out of. Well, check this out. It was the first time Sri and I have actually seen the stone, and it's big.
Yeah,
and those of you that have done pipe ceremony with Sue know she is the real thing. So, tell them what we found.
Well, okay, so this beautiful stone is, let's just say, like all wonderful stones,
it's carried such. And it hails from Minnesota.
It comes from Minnesota. It's the center is red, and the surface of it has
breathtaking,
like a relief. You know,
yeah,
it has the higher, lower textures and some patterns. And when you stare at the outer skin of this sacred stone, it looks like a relief of a landscape. There's mountains and there's green and
just, you guys know what's coming, right?
Go ahead.
So the landscape, the minute Sue put the stone in my lap, the landscape is our Kedarnath Mountain right here. I kid you not. We will send you pictures. And it's showing the Andes Mountains and the greens. And then Sri was tracing it around the side. And so we're sharing this with you because Sue will go home and begin carving the pipe. She will then return here in September when we will be doing sacred ceremony with it and then also consecrating and initiating the spot where we have now been called to build a 12-seated Tezcatl, you know, the, I just butchered that word, the Mayan sauna. You remember the sauna we had at Tosa La Laguna? Well, this will be a much bigger one. It'll be a round structure, 12 people. So those of you that are coming in September, that's why you're coming. You are obviously one of those that can initiate that lineage of the womb keeper, of the initiate. And we have a few openings for the September Cosmic Journey. Get here. Three. Okay, we have three. And then December, the December journey, which is that 10-day intensive journey where they told us to gather the 12. Normally every new year we open it up 40, 50, 60 people. This year it's 12. And if you are one of the 12, we will be the first to smoke out of that pipe.
And sacred ceremony.
That's massive. That's massive. Yeah. And we will have just returned from Bhutan. Yes. So who knows what we're bringing with us from Bhutan as well. So New Year's for me is getting very like front and forward.
Well, there is a sacredness to this spiritual journey to Bhutan and touching into the depth of the Buddhist culture.
I just lost my breath again.
And the deities that are sharing there. But that's a whole other story. Yeah. The thing to recognize is that ceremony activates a deep recognition in our subconscious mind.
Yeah.
And that the pure ceremonies of the indigenous in North America, Canada, South America, Central America, we have been so blessed to touch all of these traditions.
And to live with them. I mean, really, not just go down and do a few ceremony. We have been living here for 10 years. I mean, we have been exploring this for 10 solid years.
And that has opened up a recognition of the beauty and the similarity
and
of
the
all
trap.
Of those energy holders.
And the trap. Yeah. And I think that's really important, too, because there is the whole, I think that whole experience, and this is part of that July energy, is that in that July energy, you know, this morning I was having, once again, some massive experiences with the divine directors. And one of the insights that I received was that when we think we're losing hope, what we've really done is let go of our spiritual discernment in favor of a density belief system. And I want you to really take that in, that if we feel hopeless, if we feel that there is no hope, if we feel that it's useless to even try, then what we have gifted ourselves with is a dance in density.
Mm-hmm.
And when we hone our spiritual filters, it is only through the constant refinement of our spiritual discernment that we will recognize and break free of that which tries to stop us from moving forward. And this is what's happening right now in this July moment. So I want to go back to what I opened with earlier. Bring your hands to prayer position. Are you in this very moment in the energy of this new moon and this extraordinary full solar eclipse that's going to happen here in South America? Are you ready to dive into the void and smile and say yes? And do you know the who that's diving? Because this was June, right? June was about trying on you, relaxing into you. And this is why I'm going back to the Lost Books of the Essene, book one. If they are sleepy, tuck them in. And if they are drowsy, and we get a lot of emails about this, and in this July resolution, I think the drowsy are going to be the most active. And the drowsy being the most active is very similar energy to the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening when it's in the densified experience, spiritual activism. The drowsy can become very, very, I don't want to use the word dangerous, but you have to really tread with caution because the drowsy are very charismatic when they want something, but they're not always ready for it. And so the drowsy are our best teachers because it is through our interactions with the drowsy that we filter, that we do what? We hone that spiritual discernment that thereby, no matter what experience we encounter, we never stop. We never give up. And that's how we keep going. That's how, no matter what life deals us, no matter what energy is coming forward, we have that inner resolve, that inner strength, that inner experience that keeps propelling us forward. This is July.
Yeah, and I love that you have brought us back to the Lost Books of
Essene. Yeah, the chapter one.
Chapter one, because what they are referring to, and this has been a truth of human consciousness for millennia.
Yeah.
A person who is drowsy, which is where almost everybody is when they are beginning their search.
Right.
Because they have moments of inspiration and clarity.
Right, because you're not asleep anymore, right?
Right. And drowsy means I'm kind of part-time awake, part-time in my pattern.
Exactly.
And the pattern is the egoic habit and the values and belief systems that go along with that. And then the awake moments are sort of informing that ego, informing that being that there is a greater world, a greater reality out there.
And but it's still ego-driven.
It's still ego-driven. It's just beginning to soften a little
bit.
Exactly. You know, the opening's there. And this is the zone that has great potential and great hazard, as Kira shared, because that energy can stimulate.
And it will. Especially in July. And so the last thing that they say as they go into this, and again, this is the Lost Books of the Essene, Book 1. Just go to ShrieandKira.com. Underneath the Ascension tab, you'll see messages from the Masters. Go in, Lost Books of the Essene, Book 1. So we start with, if they are asleep, tuck them in. If they are drowsy, they say, hand them a glass of water. Now, what that means is that you are offering them true nourishment.
And presence.
Exactly. Water is flow, is it not? Water is neutral. Water has no taste. Yet water offers a soothing energy and a reminder into the body. So from a very densified standpoint, that is a very profound experience. But let's take that to the next level. To offer water to the drowsy is to thereby allow yourself to offer from a full well, for you have the water to give. And this is an important thing to remember, because it brings us to the third thing they say, and that is to be with those who are awake. And this is why in July, Sri and I, it was very easy for us to say yes to the divine directors to birth and call forward the lineage holders with this extraordinary three-part connection moment for us to not only journey back through many of our lineages, but to actually reclaim, remember, restore inside the retrograde of July that is all about resolution, so that we can honestly remember why we are here and move that passion into action in August. And so we were instructed that just as July is jettisoning in with this new moon solar eclipse, that we needed to gather together on the full moon. And so our first gathering together will be Tuesday, July 16th, in the full moon. Please, with all of our heart and soul, be there. They have asked us to gather 444 minimum to hit a tipping point number. We are only about halfway there. Help us spread the word. Let us accomplish this together.
Yeah. Because what the Essene or the Essene brethren tell us, really remind us, is that those three strata, those that are asleep, those that are drowsy, and those that are awake, are part and parcel the experience that you're going to have. So the question is, when we hang out with those who are asleep, we become sleepy. It is a natural thing. We begin to become sleepy. When we hang out with those who are awake, it reinforces or helps us stay awake ourselves. And this is the hidden blessing of gathering as the lineage holders, gathering in these forums of spiritual community, these broadcasts and these spiritual journeys. It helps anchor that state of recognition of what is so, what is true, what is pure, what is authentic. And I know for many of us who were with us at the core journey last month in June, when we future-paced to the end of the year, when we future-pace to the end of the following year.
And all the miracles, all of those crop circles that appeared.
Synchronicities.
My mind is still blown.
And what happens is that we begin to become, perhaps quite unconsciously, masters of the timeline.
Yeah.
This is part of the awakening, is to recognize, I command the light. I transit the timelines. I am not a captive of them. And together we must support each other to awaken further.
And I really, guys, I with all my heart and soul would be remiss if we didn't talk about the fact that this is that Borderlands moment. Okay. Remember that everyone right now, needs to, even my husband and I have been having these conversations of things that because I am, let's just say, closer to being on that other side of it than maybe he is in this moment, things that I'm experiencing, seeing from this ninth dimensional space, I'm experiencing with him and inviting him to see as well. And we all are at a moment of trust that is beyond thinking about trust. It is beyond puzzling about trust. It is beyond the mind. And to go beyond the mind is in and of itself the next trap. Because many who go beyond the mind then believe they are beyond it all. And that is the trap. And it happens often. And so regardless of the levels of attainment that we are each moving through, each moment is another level of potential entrapment. And this is why we read this on the air yesterday, and I think we should read it again today. If you receive the e-card for our, if you received the e-card for our show, Sri, you can explain that. They would have already seen this.
There is a quotation from the Divine Director's
exactly.
in the e-card.
Exactly.
And, you know, a lot of thought goes into everything we mail out.
There are
little seeds and nuggets in there that are intended to help you recognize what's going on and to honor and love yourself in that recognition. And so the Divine Directors, through Kira Ra, she has ensouled a large quantity of messages, and each one carries a polished wisdom.
And this one felt really important to share as part of the whole July message. And we do have, and in the second half of today's show, we are going to be sharing a little more about these messages. But also remember, my angels, look by tomorrow for our official July predictions, which will just be a really surmised recap of everything that will kind of go through this step by step by step. But you really want to be tuning in here to be able to receive all of this. And so let me just share with you what the Divine Director said. Taking a breath, hand to heart. For to navigate the chosen reality of any journey, the one must adapt to the sanity of that experience to first fully understand, claim, and then lift through it. Breathe that in. They're talking about adapting to levels of sanity. And this is a very potent sharing. So breathe that really in and let me continue. While trapped within what can seem at times as if almost a choking thickness of energy, the gift of the entrapment is the discovery of the trap. For how can you break free when you are not even aware that you are trapped? And this is where the collective consciousness becomes quite overbearing. Because yes. The collective consciousness, the planetary thought body, and Sri and I have done many, many videos on these, and they are all posted at Official Sri and Kira at our YouTube channel. But read about this, watch our videos on this, because what's happening is that this collective planetary thought body has attached itself to the fourth dimension outer layer, and this happened through that collapse of energy. And because of that, it began, and you'll see how many years ago we kind of put out the sound and said, look, this is going to create what you're seeing today, because more and more beings that were waking up became more attached to this strata of the fourth dimension that feeds the ego. And hence our entire planet has become very narcissistic.
Yes.
And that is part and parcel of the fourth dimensional overlay. Because remember that the fourth dimensional overlay, its lifeblood is your ego. Its juice, its way of being, its living is your ego. So it will tell you how special you are.
It'll be a cheerleader for egoic expression.
It will let you know that, yeah, you're really something.
Yeah.
And it will tell you why you have nothing more to learn, why you're now above it all. And remember that the only way we can get out of our traps is by being with those who have been through that trap. It's one hand helping the next hand, helping the next hand. We are one unit of being.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a higher or lower thing when you arrive at your moment of awareness of the trap that has held you. That's a moment of celebration and mastery.
Yes.
And we all come to this at the same time. This is why this rise of the lineage holders is a miracle in motion, because it means that we have all – put down the illusion of ego and competition and all the things that would cast us apart. And we have all lifted up our hands and said, hey, I've been there. I'll catch the next one. I've been there. I'll catch the next one. But we cannot pull you out. You must lift your hand up.
Yes.
And lifting your hand up is the greatest gift you can ever give yourself, because the other hand is right here. All you have to do is lift up your hand. And yet we live in a world of intensity that teaches us not to trust to lift our hand. And that's that lack of hope that I was sharing earlier. Yeah. So why is July so important? Because imagine resolving all of that. Imagine getting to the end of this month and knowing who you are.
Yes.
I mean, really knowing who you are and why you are here and having clarity. And here's the key. It's a heart-shaped energy, because even if that clarity is coming through the hiding, lying piece of you, at least you're really resolved with that. And then you can stop pretending. And that in and of itself brings greater freedom and clarity. Everyone, and I see it as a heart, I see it as both aspects of this energy have come out. They're going to blossom in July, but at the end of July, they're all going to arrive at the same spot. And the way that the divine directors have said it, by the end of July, you will know where you stand in every aspect of your life. This retrograde, for a lineage holder who is awake, is about resolution and incredible resurrection of the core. It's a massively amazing moment.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at a massively filled call board.
Well, let's do a call board, and then I have to step away for a moment.
But okay.
Why don't we go to Webster, Minnesota?
Okay, we're going to Webster, Minnesota. Namaste, Webster, Minnesota.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. I knew that I'd get through. This is amazing.
Thank you for knowing.
I first found, I don't know, I reconnected in 2016, and I ended up going back into a cycle, which I basically, it was like I was asleep, and then I just, like, woke up again in 2019, and it's just been amazing. But I was wondering if there were any messages for me.
Oh, Angel, thank you. With all my heart and soul, I just want to say thank you for opening up the experience of us as community today. Remember that each of us who calls in is a surrogate for everyone else who's listening. And as I connect with your heart, the energy that you're bringing to all of us today and the mini soul reading that your guides are wanting you to receive, is they're saying that you work in cycles of three. That there is a trinity around you always, that you have never left the crystalline pyramids of your divine nature, and that in this moment now, I'm making, for those of you that are watching, I'm making a pyramid with my hands, and I'm holding it right, I'm trying to look in the, there it is. It's right at the throat chakra, so I have the top of my fingers right underneath my chin area, and I have the rest of that holding my throat chakra, and they're saying, close your eyes. And receive a healing that will resolve your truth and show you the next step. The portals have opened. You are home. Now relax, flourish, and be. And so it is. Thank you for opening that for all of us today, honey. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my honey.
Blessings,
you better be there at the lineage journey. I love you, honey. Namaste.
I love you too.
Bye, baby. You know, Sri, I also want to share with everyone that we are coming right up to July 1st, but Sri and I, as supporters of our radio show, if you go to SriandKira.com, right there on the homepage, you can click and learn about the Lineage Holder's Journey. It is a Shakti donation of only $44. However, as our way of saying, please help us get together as a community. If you register between right now and July 1st, you can receive the program for $33 by just putting in a coupon code. Is that right, Sri?
Yeah, and the coupon code is SAVE, S-A-V-E.
Caps, all caps.
And actually, it won't matter. By the time you enter it, it'll be right.
Right on.
Okay, so just SAVE, and it'll give you that discount. And that's for everyone joining us today.
Yeah, so you can join the Lineage Holder programs for $33. That's for everything. And please feel into your heart. Let everyone know. let us come together and do this. Let us really put this moment out there for all of humanity. So save, S-A-V-E. That's an easy coupon code. All right, Sri. Well, how about we've been saving all these other people?
Sure. All right. Let's take a look at the call board
all
here.
All right. And let's see. Let's go. It looks like we're going to go to Denver, Colorado. There we are.
Okay, Denver. Hello,
Denver, Colorado. Namaste. Welcome.
Hey, namaste, Sri and Kira.
Hi, Angel.
Oh my God, I can't believe I got picked up.
Welcome.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, I'm so glad. So, I mean, the whole energy has been, like, all the way around for me. And, I mean, you won't believe I can't even, like, digest proper food. That's how intense it is for me. I'm, like, literally surviving on smoothies and stuff. And, like, it's all just too overwhelming.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, like, a reading from you guys.
Oh. Well, first of all, Angel, thank you. And you know, the first thing I want to share with you is Sri and I, similarly, I'm literally living on coconut water right now. I can't digest anything. And so the first thing I want to share with you is that give yourself the gift of relaxing around that. And for all of you that might be going through this as well, those of you that are having this call to the body to cleanse, to naturally say, you know, I am sustained. Mm-hmm. Just really try that on. I am sustained and experience it. I don't want you to just say it, my love. I want you to experience. I am sustained. And breathe that, because that is the reading that is around you. They're saying that all of this fear that has been trying to like clog your channels, and I'm also working with all of your energy channels right now while we're together, and I'm really having to move my pelvis a lot, so I'm just kind of opening up that energy and feeling it for you. And I want you to, oh wow, really breathe into your third chakra and breathe that up, and really just come right up out of the crown chakra. And it's tickling me. I want you to feel they're like these crystalline showers coming out of my head. And they're saying they're to remind you of who you really are. I am sustained. And I am free. And I love you. And I am so honored to be with you right now. Thank you for the blessing of you, honey. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
We love you too, sweetheart. Namaste. Wow, I can't breathe. But it's a good I can't breathe. Are you guys all feeling that? See, this is the gift of coming together, because it's more than just saying, okay, July is going to bring all this resolution and July is going to have all this energy. It's about all of us coming together right now and remembering together and feeling that experience. You know, it's one thing to simply say a declaration, right? I am whatever or this. It's when we experience it that it comes in and that it really becomes like I'm feeling the Taurus opening right now. Like I feel like I'm standing in the middle of a Taurus and that all of you around it have created this energy. And so I would invite you to feel that right now as well, because this is part of that July resolution. You know, remember everything we're doing, it's not just about knowing, it's about having the courage to feel it. And that's why these weekly energy updates that Sri and I have been doing every week are so valuable, because it gives us an opportunity to share it, and thereby we become more sustained. And it gives those of you that are ready to really do it to have that immediate connection and support. And so remember that the yoga of self-ascension is absolutely as unique as you are. It's about allowing yourself the freedom of I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And then being able to move with the guidance that is yours to call forward. You are that master. You are the lineage holder. And by claiming it right now, June 30th, before this month ends, try on the truth of who you really are. I lose my breath saying that to everyone right now. A lot of you are losing your breath. Breathe. Breathe, angels. Breathe. Yeah.
Your sacred heart. Whew. Your sacred heart is the gateway.
It is.
And as you learn to trust yourself ever deeper, everything falls into place.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Well, shall we go to, let's see, we have an anonymous that usually means outside the U.S. So, hi, anonymous caller. Namaste.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Angel.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. I hate to disappoint you. I'm not outside the U.S.
No worries.
I switched to digital phone. It comes up anonymous. I don't know what they did.
No worries at all. It's just a gift to be with you right now.
Thank you. It's a gift for me. I have no idea. I've been on a spiritual path for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure how far I've gotten. I've had so many ups and downs in my life. I just lost my love and partner of 15 plus years. I'm so sorry.
No, thank you for sharing.
I was his caregiver. I was praying constantly and asking for the miracle that Sri had, something like that. I wanted to continue on into the sunset with him and all kinds of dreams. And anyway, I'm very lost.
Oh, Angel.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life. So any type of guidance about the loss or what I'm to do going forward would be so greatly appreciated. And I'm sorry, I was way more composed earlier.
I'm so glad you're not.
Down.
Honey, I'm so glad you're not. Let me walk those tears with you. I'm right here, honey, and I feel you. And I just need you to hear that your life is changing and you are moving into a new way of being, and that you are so powerful that the choice made between the two of you was that you would be the one to stay and that your partner would be the one to guide. And that connection is still stabilizing right now. And they're saying that pay attention to everything that's coming in front of you. Start really releasing the pain and all that is blocking you, because the two of you have a journey that you are just beginning. And it will take you places that will blow your mind. And I look forward to the day I get to hug you in person. And until then, I'm right here with you. And I love you. And I know this is a big moment. And I'm so grateful you brought it here for all of us to be with you right now. We love you, honey, so much.
Can I ask you?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, does that mean that I might channel his spirit at some point?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. And more. And more.
Wow.
And more. So start relaxing more into that.
Relax and trust.
And you will see this transformation. Remember, July, you can do this in this 1 month. Look at your timing, claiming who you are June 30th, diving into this July 2nd experience, allowing this month so that you can find your resolution so that by the end of the month, you are clear. Let this month really do for you what it's meant to offer. And I hope you're at the Lineage Holders, honey. You need support. We love you.
Many blessings.
Namaste. Okay. Bye.
Beautiful.
Whoo, Sri, I can't breathe. Again, sorry,
moment.
Guys. Forgive me. Wow, are you guys breathing out there? Because Yeah, wow.
Yeah, as we take a breath together, we allow the sincerity of this caller and the honesty of her sharing to help ourselves relax into the trust that heart to heart we are weaving a web of beauty on this planet and in this shared experience.
Yes.
And it is heart to heart.
Ooh, wow. Wow. Guys, I just want to share again that it is so important. I also want to say that we have had floods of email come in. And this week we have had so much, and I have read all the ones that Briella has sent to us, and all of the ones that we don't read, we still feel. I do want to share with you that because Sri and I came in right out of that ceremony with the pipestone and the cleansing of the land and the clearing of the space, and because I'm not even sure who's on the air with you today. we're not going to be able to get to the emails today, but please feel in all of our heart and soul, we have sent you messages. We have sent you responses. And so start feeling into that. And then starting again on Thursday night with Soul Mirrors Radio, next Saturday and Sunday, we will pick it up with the email. So I did just want to acknowledge that I'm having a hard enough time breathing. And we have all these callers still holding, lots of other people. I really want to honor you all. So thank you all for your patience. Yeah, I can't breathe. Let's breathe. Yes.
So one of the things, you know, maybe we'll just take a moment and realize that we are in a path, a progression. And I want to maybe bring your attention to how 2019 was looking.
Yeah.
Because there was some beautiful insights that came forward. Let's take a look here.
Yeah, so if you're watching us at YouTube, Sri just put up. Now, this is the updated graphic that we had put out earlier in the June video.
And if you just take a moment and kind of track with what was going on, because in 2019, the year of divine awareness, what this means is that we are becoming ever clearer about what is true and authentic. We're becoming ever clearer of our spirituality and the nature of reality, and that is the opportunity of 2019. And here we are coming right into July. Now, June 2019, we had that core experience, the ascension frequency adjustment. And many people who were with us on that core adventure felt that shift come in. And it's really kind of wordless.
I think what's important to notice here, Sri, is that now if you guys look at July, look underneath and you'll see there's that where it says in creation as part of the core acceleration. So you'll see that that energy is from July through December. That is what we were being shared with, is that this wasn't even in creation yet. We didn't even have an understanding of it yet. And now July has come forward and it is the energy of resolution. So the fact that these energies are birthing is part of the miracle of the rise of the lineage holder energy that birthed in June. And now, even just in the past 48 hours, they're starting to reveal an energy for August. Just the fact that we are out there, that we are talking about it, that we are collectively saying yes to ourselves and our greater collective harmonic future, we are already making that much of a difference. And this is why in June, that core creation, when we all came together, and if you weren't there, come get that program, take those time explorations with us, join in this energy of creation. Because remember, when we end the retrograde, it's going to be July 8th through August 1st, but we actually go free of that on August 15th, which if you look at this graphic, is the day of the second cycle within the cycle. Now, you remember that first cycle within the cycle was February 19th through April 16th. Well, the second and final cycle within the cycle will begin on August 15th, and we are already in the energy that will set the stage. And so that's why I'm losing my breath. And that's why I'm inviting you to be with us. Because remember, I'm going to put up another graphic. If you are hiding, you are lying. If you are being, you are free. That has been the energy that has carted all of us through June. Take this time, take this moment in this energy of the new moon. And, you know, this morning I invited Sri. I said, you know, as we are, as Sue starts her journey back today,
yes,
as we are in full closure of that which has been opened here at Tosa Blue Mountain, and of that which has just accelerated into, I believe, will culminate here New Year's 2020 mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. whoever the 12 are, and then of course have that second amplification in September at the equinox. I feel strongly that we are all being invited into greater resolution. And what Sri and I know is that we will be here with you every weekend in July. We will be here every Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific time and every Sunday at noon Pacific time, because this is a week that this is a month we need to take week by week. And we are literally co-creating it week by week. And so we are better together. And we invite you to remember that as you step up for resolution, as you notice what's coming before you, can you see it? If a master is before you inviting you to grow, is that your moment to shrink or is that your moment to thrive? Because those moments will be abundant this month. And if you are in the ninth dimensional frequency, you will be able to navigate them without any hesitancy. And, you know, I'm gonna lean to the side. Tree's going to lean to the side. We just went back to our main graphic for this month, and you'll see it. It's about breaking free of the chains that are binding you and allowing yourself to lift up into the truth of who you are. This is a month of mastery integration of multidimensional experience. And by the end of the month, you will know where you stand.
It's a powerful time, a beautiful time to be conscious.
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful time to be alive. There's
yes.
great energies,
yes.
great things happening. However, life with consciousness Ooh. Just takes it up to the sublime.
Yeah, it does.
And we invite you to have a little mercy on yourselves, have mercy on others. Everyone's doing the best they know how.
They really are.
Given their state of stress and consciousness at any moment. And so, beloved ones, we are co-creating this amazing journey together, and we invite you to keep staying tuned, to keep
Please.
Sharing in the chat, to stay connected.
Yeah, and I want to invite you again, if you did not catch us yesterday, that video is posted at our other YouTube station, Oneness Talk Radio. Please subscribe and go watch that video. Also, look for our 15-minute right out there in your face. Here's what you can look for in July video coming out to you by tomorrow night. Right here at Official Sri and Kira. Beloved angels, if you would like to join us in the lineage holder journey, please go to sriandkira.com. You'll see it right there on the homepage. And when you go to register, put in the coupon code SAVE, and you can receive it for $33 if you do that before July 1. We love you, and we are so honored to be with you.
You know, it is truly a wonderful time. And thank you, Kira, because we are all of us, each and every one of us, walking through an escalation in our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
This lifting that happens is the only way to ensure that our wings can truly spread. Because as we lift,
I feel that.
We expand. As we lift, we expand. And life, especially life in the mass creation, is one of limited opportunities, but plenty of diversions. And as we begin to lift and smile at everything that's being created, we can both play within the game and we can be untouched by the game. And so as we come to a close today, beloved ones, I just want to remind you that we love you.
We love you.
We honor you and we respect you. Together, we are better, and together, we are making a positive energy in this grand co-created world.
Yummy!
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.